NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The U.S. Department of Energy's permit to operate the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant was renewed by the New Mexico Environment Department last year and included an agreement that the government defines legacy waste being held at the facilities around the country. At a Monday virtual meeting, federal officials released a draft definition of legacy waste. Quote, legacy TRU and TRU mixed waste is defense-related TRU waste generated from the safe cleanup of environmental legacy resulting from decades of nuclear weapons development and defense-related testing and research. Unquote. The definition drew criticism from environmentalists in attendance as overly vague and lacking exclusions they said were needed to narrow the definition of the waste being sent to WIP. Rick Chavez, with Salado Isolation Mining Contractors, the primary operations contractor leading the WIP Legacy Waste Program, said the definition does exclude ongoing nuclear research projects being conducted by the federal government. And two people are recovering after being rescued from a burning house Saturday morning by Roswell Fire Department. According to a press release, the 60-year-old man and 61-year-old woman were found inside an 1100 block of East Walnut Street residence. Crews spent about 3 hours on the scene of the fire, working to contain and douse the flames. The interior of the house sustained heavy damage from fire and smoke. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. And Lee County Housing, Inc. will offer a first-time homebuyer education course in Hobbs 9 to 11:30 a.m. on October 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. There is no charge or cost associated with the training. Attendance at all four sessions of this four-part course is required by many mortgage companies to purchase a home and to access MFA First-Time Homebuyers Down Payment and Closing Cost Assistance Programs. Call Russ Doss at 575-691-9637 for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.